Mesdames et messieurs les
Ladies and gentlemen, ambassadors, colleagues, I'd like to specify that France did not question the legitimacy of any delegation to carry out the work as a presidency under Article 9 of the Rules of Procedure. What we are questioning is the moral authority and political legitimacy of the delegation in question. I do take note of the fact that a reference was made to the current situation in Syria, and this unfortunately reminds us of the fact that our fight against the use of chemical weapons should remain a priority for everybody, and also we should combat impunity in the cases of the use of such weapons. The OPCW, just a few days ago, on the 13th of June, published an investigation report related to the use of chemical weapons. This report confirms with a great level of certainty that sarin gas was used in the city of Latami on the 24th of March 2017, and chlorium was used in another attack, which took place in the same city on the 25th of March. This is the 16th report of the OPCW that confirms the use of chemical substances or chemical agents in the Syrian conflict. I also would like to stress that following attacks in eastern Ghouta, OPCW investigators visited the site and they carried out their work in particularly difficult conditions. And instead of cooperating with the OPCW in order to assist the organization in its investigation, Syria and Russia kept continuing to create obstacles to delay the deployment of this team in Douma, and they are continuing the propaganda campaign against this fact-finding mission. It is also useful to recall that the mission of the OPCW is to establish the facts and the nature of the chemical agent that was used. And it is using scientific methods of a highly technical nature, very rigorous approach that has been praised on numerous occasions. The fact-finding mission of the OPCW does not have within its mandate the task of identifying those responsible for the attack. Only the joint mechanism of the United Nations and the OPCW can do that. I also like to recall in this respect that the joint inspection mechanism has demonstrated the responsibility of Syrian armed forces and security forces at least in four attacks. One in sarin attack in Kanchenjunga that led to the deaths of more than 80 people. Unfortunately, the gym did not have its mandate renewed because of the opposition of Russia that imposed three vetoes in the Security Council to the renewal of this mechanism. Thank you.